Hi, this is Dictation for Brian Tisby, Brian, T like Tom, ISBY, date of service 10/29/2025, date of birth is 6/8/93, date of accident 5/17/2025. The patient was rear-ended in this accident as a restrained passenger driver in the rear seat on the right. The impact has caused him ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back, right knee, and moderately severe with radiation to the left posterior thigh and posterior buttock and the posterior thigh. The pain in the neck is reported to be 7, lower back pain is 7, and right knee pain is 7. Ongoing headaches are also reported, which are also reported to be 7. He's doing physical therapy 3 times per week with massage. He can climb pretty good on the knee, walk up to a block, and only after that it starts hurting him. Cannot sit on the floor, but pain is moderately severe, affecting his ADL to the tune of 8. Pain level is between 7 and 8. Patient do report 60% relief with the pain management and conservative treatment. Please review the record for ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, compliance histories. Physical examination, blood pressure 159 over 108, pulse 81, pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 9/26/2025, dictation number 0928-005. Plan. The patient is ordered a physical therapy 3 times a week to the affected area of neck, lower back, and the left knee. Disability is ordered for work and housework, replacement, transportation. Maps have been reviewed. New labs have been ordered. And is provided with medications, which are Celebrex 200 milligrams a day. For anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4, one pill, 2 times a day. For pain relief, Elavil, 50 milligram PRN for sleep, Xanax, 0.5 milligram for anxiety and panic, Neurontin, 600 milligram for headaches, Neurofacet 1 or 2 PRN for headaches, Lidoprime for topical pain relief. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. His MRIs will be ordered and to find out correct pathology and go from there. Thank you.